Hey y'all, welcome back to the Empowering the Future of Agriculture podcast with me, Carson Osteen. I know it has been a few weeks since I have published an episode of this podcast, and quite frankly, I did not mean to go on a hiatus this long. I have a bunch of episodes planned, but I just haven't been able to get around to recording them. But yeah, so I don't really know exactly what I'm going to end up talking about today. But I'm going to probably just talk about a lot of stuff that I have been doing. A few tips and tricks on a few things, probably, because if there's one thing I have been doing lately, it is filling out applications. I'm looking at this little whiteboard I have in my room right now. If this gets, all motivational, just let it be, okay? But I'm looking at this whiteboard right now in my room, and it has... I wrote on here that... I wrote on this whiteboard that I have these applications to do. Applications like the Tennessee Governor's School for the Agricultural Sciences, Washington Leadership Conference, the Tennessee FFA AgriScience Fair. I've got to keep putting all my information into the website and all that kind of stuff. My state degree application, got to get to work on that, or finish working on that, rather. I have my proficiency applications, which I know this probably isn't something that I need to go around telling everybody, but yeah, so I have a few proficiency applications that I'm doing. We're not going to talk about the exact number, but I have a few, and I'm not really going to get into what they are in because I'm going to keep that kind of on the low. I know it really doesn't matter, but you get the point. I have another application. I've got regional officer applications. But yeah, I've got a lot of applications that I have to fill out, and I'm currently in the process of doing that. So I really don't know exactly how to put it, but applications can be one of the hardest things to fill out. I know this is something that a lot of people are doing right now. Like I just named a bunch of stuff, like Tennessee FFA alone. There's so many applications that are coming out that are due within the next few months. I know state nominating committee, the regional consultants, and all that kind of stuff, that information's due in January. Regional officer applications, that's due like in April or 1st of April, I think, for West Tennessee. Don't know about Middle or East, but there's a lot going on across the state. I know the Tennessee Governor's School for the Agricultural Sciences, that application was actually due this past Friday. I'm going to talk about that process because, of course, I will not know the results on if I get into that program or not until around, I don't know, I think it's March, possibly. I'm a good bit away from knowing if I get into the Tennessee Governor's School for the Agricultural Sciences. My microphone is acting really weird right now. Anyways, but yeah, it's going to be a minute until I figure out if I get into this program or not, but there was a lot for that application, so if you're trying to apply to be part of the class of 2026 TGSAS class, here's some tips and tricks. So, of course, take these with a grain of salt because, for one, I haven't got in yet. And for two, there's a high chance I don't get in. So, this may work. This may not. I'll have an update in March. But, this application was actually a really fun one to fill out. I was talking to the multiple people about their processes, that had the way that their application was going, and it was received as a pretty fun application for some, but it was really stressful is not the word. This application was not stressful in any form or fashion. The Tennessee Governor's School program gives you a set application that is directly for agricultural sciences, and you go and fill it out. So you have a resume of what you are, what you have done, all that kind of stuff. Of course, I went in, I put my FFA stuff, my supervised agricultural experiences. They wanted your leadership, community efforts, awards, achievements, recommendations, all that kind of stuff. Then they wanted another thing, proving that you can stay a week or a month at campus. They did that. What else? Then you have videos. So, in previous years, these videos, so to say, have been essays. Speaking with multiple people like Lucy Beth and I think a few other people, they mentioned that the essays were fun. I mean, they liked the essays and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, well, we have videos this year. So we had to do a video titled Ag Importance. So if y'all want to stalk the videos, that's how you do it. Just search up Ag Importance and they're all right there. Do not watch mine, please. So you have to do a video where you talk about the importance of agriculture in the United States and around the world and why it's, as important as it is. And then you have to do a video on why you want to attend this program. They were pretty fun, pretty easy to do. But overall, I really enjoyed that application process. Yeah, teacher recommendation letters. The teachers had to submit the applications for you. But overall, it was a pretty fun application to fill out. I'm excited to hear the results in March to see who the class of 2025 will be at the Tennessee Governor's School for the Agricultural Sciences because, I mean, I said it in my Y10 video that UT Martin is a campus that I have loved and fell in love with time and time again. I've considered going to college there, but ultimately I don't think I'm going to. But it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy for one. But yeah, UT Martin's an awesome campus. Their programs at UT Martin, Dr. Smart, everybody up there is amazing. So if that ever comes across your desk, fill it out and run with it. Take that application and run. You will love it. Even if you don't get in. Or that is not what I meant to say. We're just gonna scratch that part. Okay, you did not hear that. But it's a fun application process. So if you ever get the chance, run with it. So yeah. The yeah, so I think that's the only Washington Leadership Conference. That's it. Yeah, so big news for me, I guess you could say. I will be attending the 2025 Washington Leadership Conference. That is so exciting for me. I've wanted to go to DC for so many years. Like, Washington, DC has been one place that I have wanted to go since I was a little kid. I've been fascinated with American history my whole entire life. And every single chance that I get to experience that stuff firsthand, like going to the Capitol building, going to all the monuments in Washington, D.C., getting to meet FFA members from across the country again and make those connections that will ultimately last till national convention and on. Like, it's so exciting to just, get the chance to do all that that opportunity offers. And, I know it's another thing. The applications are open right now. I mean, if you want to attend that thing, talk to your advisors. I think there's 40 something spots possibly, I think, for students. If you want to attend that, run with it. Tell your advisor. It's something that I really looked forward to for years. I was going to do it in 2024, but I just couldn't. I didn't do it. I don't know why, but I think I had something going on that week to where I did not. But I'm going to DC this year. That will be a lot of footage. I know me, Sophia Stutz, and a handful of other people are going together. So there will be a lot of footage and videos and exciting things going on that week. And of course, the bus ride. The bus ride. We'll see how that goes. I'm sure it'll be fun being able to travel with Tennessee FFA members from Middle, West, and East Tennessee, getting to know them. It'll be awesome. So, yeah, that happened. So, this past week, I was able to complete two applications, which y'all should be proud of me because I had been sitting on these applications. Well, I've been sitting on the governor's school application for a few weeks. I was punctual with it, to say the least. I made sure everything was done. Now, I like to do this thing with my applications to where I have rough drafts of everything. Like right now, I've just completed my first rough draft of my regional officer application. I do these rough drafts to where I have a idea of what I want on this application. I have an idea of what I want it to look like. I have an idea of what I think could get me into this program or get me this position. And then I take that rough draft, and just like you do an essay in English class, I review it, I analyze it, I change up what I think needs to be changed, and then it's finalized. I mean, with my regional officer applications, like I said, I just finished my first rough draft of the whole entire application, actually. I did my why I want to serve essay, and everything like that. So rough drafts help. I mean, they help in English class, and or at least they do for me. But yeah, so rough drafts, do it. It will help you. But yeah, so that application is actually well underway. Regional officer prep as a whole is well underway, and I'm honestly ecstatic for what West Tennessee FFA has to offer for this upcoming year. I tried to get a position this past year. I ran for regional office. I did not get one. It was a very defeating feeling. Standing there and hearing everybody else's name except your own, it's rough. And it was only in a room with about 50 people in there, so I couldn't even imagine the level at stake. Like, hearing your name or not hearing your name, it's crazy. But yeah, so I'm working on the regional officer application. It's coming down. It's coming. It's working. And I am currently. What did I just read on my board? Oh, extemporaneous speaking. That's another thing. Like, so with regional office, you have to have a fair amount of knowledge on agricultural issues. And it's. I love studying ag issues. They are some of the coolest. Well, they're not obviously cool for agriculture, but they're issues that need to be corrected and, figured out. Like the farm bill. I have been studying that farm bill for months on months on months. I have been studying the farm bill, and it's ever evolving. It never stops. I mean, you're always able to find something out new about that thing. I was talking to somebody, I think it was Sarah Ault, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm looking over the farm bill, kind of, just glancing over." This was like over the summer, and I'm like. Yeah, it's really cool. And she's like, "Oh, live, laugh, love Farm Bill. It's so exciting and so confusing at the same time." And I'm like, "Oh boy." But yeah, it's cool. I mean, I love being able to I what's the word? I love being able to figure out more about agriculture as a whole because overall this industry is crazy when it comes to advancements and issues. And everything. Agriculture is just a ever-evolving industry, as I love to say. It's a multifaceted, ever-evolving industry that will continue to nurture growth in our world. And yeah, it's so cool. But yeah, with my extemp prep, I am working on my binder, trying to finalize all that stuff. I finished the rough draft of that. I do rough drafts of everything, guys, if y'all can't tell. But I finished a rough draft of two of the binders, I think, already. So I'm gonna do like three, I think. But yeah. Ag issues, love them. Well, I don't. Well, I love them for. Don't love them for. You get the point. So, what else do I got? Agri science fair. So, I guess I could say this. So, as y'all know, I've said it before, but I've got 15 chickens, two turkeys, two ducks. Little poultry operation going on in my backyard right now. The turkeys are about a month and a few days old. About a month and a half old, I think. I mean, chickens and ducks are about 4 months, 5 months old. I think the ducks are 3 months. I don't know. They're not 5 months old. I do not really know. But I'm gonna do an agri science fair project determining some things with them. I don't want to give too many details just in case somebody, swoops in and takes it. I know they won't, but I trust people. But I'm gonna do an experiment with my ducks and I mean with my chickens mainly. But unfortunately, they won't be laying by the time this project is due, so I'm so mad about that because I was going to do a project talking about the efficiency of the eggs, the quality of the eggs, the quantity, all that determined by certain nutrients, feeds, all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to have to shift it this year. Senior year, you got me there though. So I'll be in Division 5 of Animal Sciences. If y'all be in that division, let me know. Well, friendly competition, I guess. I'm not much of a competition sometimes, but I'll try to be this year. State degree, that's another thing. I'm really excited. I'll be getting my state degree on March 25th, 2025. Oh, or is it the 27th? I think it's the 25th. I think it's the 25th. Yeah. I'll be getting my state degree on March 25th, 2025. It is crazy. I'm recording this on December 8th. This episode's going out on December 9th. The 2024 is over, guys. Like, that is crazy that 2024 is pretty much gone. That's nuts. But yeah, so I'm, filling out my state degree stuff. I'm gonna have that chain hanging on my jacket. It's so exciting. Yeah. So I think that's all my applications. There's one that I can't really, just go all in about. There's actually a few that I just can't go all in about. I will be doing three proficiencies. I know I didn't say the number yet earlier, but I'll be applying for three. If I get one, yay me. If I don't, I'll work harder senior year. Oh, prep courses are coming up for regional office. That's really exciting. I applied for the MTSU one, or I registered rather, not applied. That's exciting. So, there's a lot of stuff going on with FFA for everybody right now. A lot of applications are coming out. A lot of everything. Like, there's so much movement right now with FFA. And this isn't just for me. It isn't just for, the people of the biggest chapters in Middle Tennessee or the, you get the point. This isn't just for me. It's everybody in the country. I mean, there's so much stuff going on. The semesters are ending in schools. So many people are ramping up state office prep, regional office prep. These people are putting in their hard works to their STAR applications, their state degree applications, those projects, those competitions at state that they really want to achieve for, those regional competitions that they want to shoot for the stars for and go to state and maybe go compete at state for their first time ever. There's so much going on. And, this is my first year truly being in those shoes. My past 2 years of being an FFA, I have tried. I've tried to do stuff. But at the same time, I was still a high schooler. I'm still a high schooler today, but I was a underclassman that did not know what was going on. I got a better lay of the land. I've been able to figure out stuff on my own. I have been able to find ways that I can productively work, as I am also doubling and being a middle college student to where I'm taking 4 to 5 college classes a semester. It's crazy, but you're able to find a groove that you can get in, and it gets busy. I mean, this is busy season for everybody right now. Now, this week is finals week for so many colleges. Me personally, I have like 3 this week. But yeah, it's a busy season in FFA, and I know it is also almost the holiday. It is the holiday season, so that's exciting. I will have another episode probably next week on some. I don't know. I might do something about agriculture and Christmas. That'd be pretty cool because I've got some stuff about Christmas I could tell y'all. But it's a busy season. There's so many applications coming out, and I might not be the best person to reach out for if you need help or anything like that. But if you need any assistance, any guidance, anything with applications, I can help you or I can refer you to somebody that can help you. It's truly a exciting time of the year for so many FFA members and me included. I'm excited. I'm ecstatic for all the opportunities that are coming up. Personally, like getting to serve possibly as a regional officer is something that I've dreamed of for about 2 years now. My freshman year of high school, around the fall semester, I kind of figured out what a regional officer was, and ever since then, I've kind of had that feeling, that fire burning in me. And then if I get that regional officer position, as soon as that potentially happens, I know my focus will shift to working for West Tennessee, and at the same time, finding ways that I can improve as a person and run for state. I mean, it's something I've always wanted, Western Region or Association on the back of my jacket. And this the back the word on the bottom of the emblem, or at the bottom of your jacket under the emblem, does not determine who you are. A title is a title. It is not who it's not the determining factor of who you are as a person. And that's another thing for this busy season. You may win, you may lose. You will win, you will lose. That's not no you may. You win some, you lose some. For me personally, I haven't won much, but that's besides the point. We grow as people. We grow as competitors, we grow as everything. So you win some, you lose some, and it's that time of year. So many people will be putting their all into these projects to possibly go and get state runner up or state, third in the state. So many people will go and place last in their division. So many people will go and think that they did the absolute best just to be met with the results of last in the state. Personally, this may just be me speaking from experiences. I get it. But all your hard work and determination will get you somewhere. If you work hard and if you're determined to do what you set your mind to, you will be able to achieve it in some form or fashion. I know me personally, when I was running for regional office last year, I did not focus. I did not determine. I was not determined. I mean, I had wild hair when I was on the way back from state convention that I was going to serve, that I was going to run, that I was going to be the next one of the next regional officers for West Tennessee. And ultimately, I got to sit back into reality real quick when I went in that interview room. But, it's always exciting to see that next group of people that are excited to take that step, take those initiatives to become the next faces for West Tennessee FFA, Middle Tennessee FFA, East Tennessee FFA, Tennessee FFA, or National FFA. It's so exciting. But yeah, so like I said, if there's anything that I can ever help with application-wise, FFA-wise, anything-wise, shoot me a message on anything. And if I can't help you, I have people that probably can. But yeah, for the future of this podcast, I'm gonna try to get back to weekly schedules. I mean, weekly posting. I'm gonna try my best. I'm trying my best to get back on schedule, guys. It's hard. Like I said, I'm wrapping up finals, wrapping up school for the semester. I've begun preparing for ACT, everything like that. So it's kind of a whirlwind right now. I know, like I said, I've got regional office prep. I've got all this kind of stuff going on to where I'm not able to focus completely on everything, but you to focus on the ag account, the podcast, and everything. But I'm gonna try my best to get back in the groove because after all, I am trying to apply for proficiency in this area. So we have to get the best out of, I have to do what I can. I have to put out the best content. I have to put out the best version of everything that I can teach people for, or teach people by, or grow ag awareness. That's my ultimate, empowering the future of agriculture. That's my goal. I do have a few episodes planned. I have to get back with some people about being on episodes. I have one episode that in particular that should be really exciting if I can, finish scheduling it. I will not give any details on that until it is closer to being ready. So unfortunately, that is all that I have for this episode. Thank you guys for listening. I will try to see y'all back, or I will try to have an episode next Monday for y'all to tune into. But until then, thank you for listening to the Empowering the Future of Agriculture podcast with me, Carson Osteen.